With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. military has airlifted a small reactor as President Trump pushes to quickly deploy nuclear power.
For the first time, the Pentagon and the Energy Department airlifted a small nuclear reactor from California to Utah, demonstrating what they say is U.S. potential to quickly deploy nuclear power for military and civilian use. The nearly 700-mile flight transported a 5-megawatt micro-reactor about the size of a minivan without nuclear fuel. Officials say it could help meet skyrocketing demand for power from AI and data centers, as well as for use by the military. Skeptics warn nuclear energy poses risks and say micro-reactors may not be safe or feasible and have not proved they can meet demand for a reasonable price. I'm Julie Walker.
National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says we're looking at a very powerful storm system that's going to be rapidly developing along the East Coast today and tomorrow.
We'll see heavy snow with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour during the time frame Sunday and Sunday night, as well as very strong winds along the coast especially. The combination of the heavy snow and strong winds is where you're getting those blizzard warnings and where we're expecting those blizzard conditions.
More sad news from the Golden State as authorities in California say crews have recovered the bodies of all 9 country skiers killed by an avalanche.
Rescuers found the bodies of 8 of the victims earlier last week. However, one person remained missing and presumed dead until Friday night. At first, search teams couldn't retrieve the bodies because the risk of another avalanche became too high. Ultimately, the Nevada County Sheriff's Office relied on numerous state and local search and rescue teams for the recovery operation.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. More news at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Canada may be expanding assisted suicide again.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill, and in 2027 it will add those who are mentally ill. Pro-life advocates have warned that once legalized, the procedure always expands. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious people have weighed in on sex change operations for kids. The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute and finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex, a total of 67%. But the numbers drop from there. Only 51% of white mainline Protestant favor bans on child sex operations. This is SRN News. 5 European nations have announced a new program to produce low-cost air defense systems and autonomous drones using Ukrainian expertise hard-won over the past 4 years of war against Russia. More on the story from correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Friday's initiative of the E5 nations, that's France, Poland, Germany, the UK and Italy, comes as one of many European efforts to bolster defence along their borders, like a drone wall with Russia and Ukraine, to better detect, track and intercept violations of Europe's airspace. Both Moscow and Kyiv have cutting-edge drone warfare capabilities forged in the grim laboratory of war, where battlefield innovations have rewritten modern battle tactics. UK Minister Luke Pollard says nations are investing together in the next generation of air defence and autonomous systems to strengthen NATO's shield. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.